Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The big news this week, among many big news items in the NFL, probably the biggest, was John Gruden's return to the Oakland Raiders. The press conference will be held this Tuesday, believed to be a 10-year contract in the neighborhood of $100 million, and Gruden goes back to where his head coaching career first started, all the way back in 1998, where he had four seasons in Oakland, never finished below 500 in those four seasons, and then in his first season in Tampa Bay went and won a Super Bowl against those Raiders. Joining us right now to talk about John Gruden back to the Bay Area. Covered the Raiders for a number of years. RaidersSnakePit.com is where you can find his work. Steve Corcoran joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Steve, how are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on, John.
It's good to have you on the show, Steve. Good to have you on the show. So, I was saying before we brought you on, Steve, you know, I feel like websites like RaidersSnakePit.com are, I think they're the best places to go to sort of get the temperature of the fan base when something like this happens, because you can see it real time just in terms of hits on the website and social media interaction. I got to imagine this is just a gigantic, gigantic home run in the Raiders fan base.
I mean, it's as big as it gets. And more important, I think what a lot of people lose sight of is why this move was made, mm-hmm. is that Mark Davis needs a lot of buzz heading into Las Vegas a couple years out. He needs to sell the PSLs now. And so he had to have a guy like this come aboard, and he needs to move that needle, per se, and so he had to have a guy like Gruden to come aboard so to get the buzz. And if you're ever going to get that to happen, it's going to be with a guy like this. And so it's a win across the board for fans, for the move, for everybody, for the media as well. He's awesome to cover.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I saw the story that you had about you shared an anecdote from back when Gruden first became coach of the Raiders, and he had the incident, the DWI incident, and I don't know how that all shook out eventually, but you shared the anecdote in your story about how you were the only one who got a quote from Gruden before he was told, don't say anything to the media, and you shared that quote in your story back then, and you were concerned about how that was all going to, when you, the next time you saw Gruden, what was he going to be like? Can you share that story with the audience, and how do we tie that back to what we're getting today with John Gruden?
Yeah, he got arrested, and it was on a Sunday night. They had beaten the Chargers on the last second or in the last minute or so. It was a horrible game. There were 27 punts, 5 interceptions, and the Raiders will lose 6-0. And they get like an 80-yard pass from Wade Wilson. It was the only pass he completed, and it goes for a touchdown. So the Raiders are giddy, and it's a post-game celebration, and I believe it was at the Oakland Hilton. And so Gruden had a couple, and he got behind the wheel. And he had about a half-hour ride home, and he just about got home when he got pulled over. And so he got arrested on the Sunday night, and I got wind of it the next day on Monday, and so I had to write it. And so I, part of what we owe these people is to give them a chance to respond. So I called him at home, and his wife answered. I said, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to get him on the phone, but I asked if he was home, and she said, yeah, he's home watching Monday Night Football. And she yelled, John! And he came and he got on the phone, and so he gave me the quote. He was nice enough, and he thanked me for calling. And as it turned out, his agent and probably lawyer and probably Al, he got to him and said, hey, you have to clam up here. Yeah. And so it turned out that I had the only quote from him on the matter. And so it went to Wednesday before anybody got to talk to him again. And, of course, everybody's out there, and, you know, they want to ask him about it. And he answered everything. He didn't have much to say. And so I thought he was going to hold it against me, and I didn't know because he was new. It was the first year I was covering him, and he kind of walked out after it was over. So I was at the back of the room, and I was going to give him a, you know, if he wanted to yell at me or if he wanted to talk to me about it, you know, I was going to be there. And he walked past, stopped, and said, hey, so when are we going golfing? And I said, wow, that's kind of weird. And I said, well, we'll go when season's over. And he says, well, I'm looking forward to whipping your ass. So I kind of laughed, and he walked a couple feet, and then he came back and said, but you drive. And he gave me a pat on the backside and walked away. And so as I was pointing out is that what I got out of that was, here's a young guy who's only 33 or so, but he was telling me in his own way that, hey, I understand that you have a job to do. I appreciate that you gave me a chance to respond. I don't hold this against you. And it also was a message, I think, to the players that, hey, when you do something wrong, you have to be accountable. Don't blame it on others.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think it also pointed out that he gets everything. He gets the big picture. You know, there's a role to play. We all have a role to play. And that he never used anything like the media, anything that we wrote in 4 years that I covered him. I didn't ever hear from any of the players or him where he called you out on anything you wrote, or he posted it in the locker room, said media said this about you, they think you're going to lose, or anything like that. And so I kind of learned real early on, you know, that this guy is something special.
Steve Corcoran, RaidersSnakePit.com. It's a great story, Steve. Hey, Derek Carr, you know, backslid a little bit this year. The team as a whole backslid this year. It's why one of the other reasons why John Gruden is going to be the head coach there. How much do you think Derek Carr can benefit from John Gruden?
He could benefit a whole lot. But if he brings in Rich Gannon, you know, I've been talking about this with a lot of people, and I'll probably have a couple articles on it. It's going to be a potential issue, is that you have a couple things. Rich Gannon hasn't been a coach before, and for him to come in to be the quarterback's coach, if that happens, and that isn't 100% yet, but if that happens, it's going to be real difficult, because Rich Gannon, and I covered him his whole career here also, is that he is the kind of guy who, he's a perfectionist, he was a coach on the field, real confrontational, real high energy, real intense, and that I did a book on Al that just came out a couple months ago, and there's a good anecdote in there about when he joined the Raiders. He came in one Saturday and looked around, and there wasn't anybody else around. And he had the comment. He said, why am I the only one in here on Saturday? And Al saw the quote in the paper, and he said, who in the hell does he think he is? He's a new guy. And a scout that I did the book with named John Kingdon said, he's your quarterback. And he goes, screw him. And and then I just heard Gannon on the radio a couple of days ago. He said, look, he said, Derek Carr can be coached. We can work on mechanics, or anybody can. He said, but it's up to him if he wants to be great. And he said, that means coming in and putting in 8 hours on a Tuesday on your day off. Now, I don't know if that was a shot at Carr, meaning that he typically doesn't do that or hasn't. But regardless, if Rich comes in, Rich is going to expect Derek Carr to give up his Tuesdays and maybe even his Saturdays when they're at home. And then you've got some other issues. You've got Rich Gannon and Gruden. These are guys who they'll let it rip in terms of their language. Mm-hmm. Is that these guys, they don't hesitate to use any choice words, and they're going to let you know how they feel. And a lot of that's going to include some curse words. And Derek Carr, you know, he's a family man and very religious, and he doesn't curse, and he doesn't. And he's also a guy that wants everybody to like him. Mm-hmm. So he's going to have to adjust. And I put out a tweet about that about a week ago, said that if Gannon comes here, I said that Derek Carr is going to have to get used to working on his off days, working more hours, and learning some four-letter words. Yeah. And that about sums it up. Now, that doesn't mean that he won't, but I think it's going to be a little rough at first if that's the way it plays out.
Interesting. Steve Corcoran joining me, RaidersSnakePit.com. That's a huge criticism of his brother David here, is that he maybe didn't love football as much as the coaches had hoped that a marquee quarterback would. Steve, I want to ask you, we got about a minute to go, and I want to make sure I get this in because we were talking about this. The relationship between Gruden and Reggie McKenzie, how do you expect that to be? I think a lot of people assume that if John Gruden came back, he's coming back for one of those full control kind of things. What's that dynamic going to be like?
You're just about to write that. Mark Davis did not want to get rid of a guy who was the executive of the year last year and also was his first big hire. So what's going to happen is that Mark goes to John, says, look, I can't get rid of this guy. I'll give you more power. We'll find a way to keep Reggie happy, and he keeps the title at GM, and we're going to work this thing out. But John will have far more control than he did first time he was here.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Steve Corcoran, RaidersSnakePit.com is where you can find his work. Steve, you want to bump the book too? You just mentioned you had the book on Al Davis. Do you want to give that a little bump too before I let you go?
Al Davis Behind the Raider Shield with myself and scouts John Kingdon and Bruce Kebrick, and it's on Amazon and anywhere else, and it's been out 4 months and it's selling well. So if anyone,
I'm sure it is,
and it has two chapters in there on Gruden, kinds of things about what he was like first time here. So if you want to learn about him, perfect place to begin.
Yeah, there it is. Steve Corcoran joining me here on CBS Sports Radio. Steve, I appreciate you making time on a Sunday night. Yeah. Be ready. This is one of those weeks you live for on a big news item like this with the press conference and everything. So enjoy the week, and we'll do it again soon.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.